Well, either way, in a few days, we're going to have a new president. Either way, whoever gets elected, and we're inundated with attack ads.
Oh, my gosh. And when we're not watching them, hearing them, talking about them, we're getting text messages.
Oh, yeah.
Nonstop.
And so each day this week, or at least 4 days in a row, we're going to have attack ads that we have produced, paid for, we endorse attacking at least one member of the show.
And we're all going to get it. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're all getting it. And so today, Matt.
Yay.
The political attack ad against Matt, if he were running for president of the United States. Here it is.
Matt. He pretends to be a nice guy, but do nice guys cheat? When real people want to lose weight, they exercise. They eat right. They work hard. But not Matt. This guy takes a shot of liquid cheating and then eats like a pig. Nice guy? Really? Matt's so nice. He forced a radio station to change his nickname in a closed-door meeting with the higher-ups. Years of genius branding as Man-Kisser Matt.
Gone.
All because Matt doesn't like a nickname that has permanently hurt him. Does that sound like a nice guy to you? And around the holidays, you'd better give Matt a wide berth, or you might end up on the wrong end of his Ozempic rage. New Year's, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day. No holiday is safe.
You never know.
The risen Lord's birthday. Bah humbug. Not nice. Matt, a cheater, a backroom dealer. And a holiday-hating homicidal rager.
Wow.
This November, say no to shortcuts. Say no to Matt. And say yes to literally anyone else.
I'm Jared Pike, and I approve this message.
If you didn't hear half of it, it was so bad that we had to dump it with a delay.
This is what happens when I'm not involved.
Exactly. Exactly.
P-words make it onto the air.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to own it?
Not me.
I thought you said you previewed it.
No, I did not.
I did not preview it.
No, I said I didn't want any of them to be ruined. I told you 1,000 times.
Tripper put them together. I guess he didn't bleep out the P word.
I told you I did not.
I had a heart attack.
Absolutely not.
If you were online, you heard it. But if you were on
your car. I'm going to go back to the other ones I wrote.
You're going
to
need to.
Yeah.
Apparently.
You're
going to
preview those.
Why would you bleep that out?
Here's the big thing is that.
My bad, Katie.
A lot of that probably the listener did not hear, so we're going to have to play it again with it beeped out.
Yes,
we're going to
beep it. Maybe we could do that real quick.
I was like, what in the world, Katie?
I thought you put it together. No.
I don't know that I don't know where the file is, it's the original file.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Casey,
yeah.
All right. I was like, oh my gosh. You missed the mine because you wrote mine.
Because I wrote yours. Oh, okay. Yes, it's the only one. I said I did not want to ruin anybody else's. I wanted to hear it for the first time.
What is Tripper thinking?
Didn't bleep it out.
Don't know. Maybe he didn't listen.
How could he put it together?
I don't know.
You definitely can't assume Jared's going to do work on it.
Right.
Yeah. Good one, Matt. I actually wrote all the.
You wrote it, but. I know you wrote them,
and then you wrote this about me, so I'm going to take some shots at you right now.
Don't assume Jared will do work.
What I'm so upset about is that it shocked everyone in here, so people didn't hear half the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then if you're listening, you didn't hear half of it.
We need to go in, edit it, play it again.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that in a few minutes.
All righty.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
I do like, though, that your first thing was to cast blame on me.
No, I was like.
I thought it was you too.
Oh, I'll say this.
I thought you said
at our trunk or treat, Tripper brought up he said there was something in one of them, and I think it's Matt's that I was shocked y'all wanted to put in there.
Well, then now there it is.
Does he not know you can't play that?
Well, if it's written that way, he should bleep it.
Right.
He probably thinks that someone on our show would listen to what we play on our show before we play it.
Yeah. No, we were like,
okay. Well, that was pretty damning then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wow.
That is a good one.
Again, you don't know because you couldn't hear it because we had to beep it.
Yeah.
we had to dump it.
It's like a delay. It's a 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? Probably about 5 seconds if that was out.
Yeah, but I think the rest of us were so stunned.
Shocked.
I wasn't even listening at that point. I'm like, did I hit the button right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll play the attack ad. You see, this is how bad they are. And I think Matt's is like the least aggressive.
Uh-huh. We had to hit the dump button. Least aggressive.
And I'll go back and double check. I don't want to listen to other ones, too, because I want to hear it, you know, for live.
But if you wrote them, then you would already know what they say.
And I would know to bleep that.
Which is why I only listen to the one I wrote.
A chicken fry one. There's audio today, and she cussed it, and I bleeped it out.
Let Matt, because he just had his attack ad, let Matt now review hear ours so he knows.
No, because that ruins it.
I want to hear it for the first time.
I'll listen to the rest of the ones that I wrote, because I can't remember if they cuss words in it or not. All right. So there'll be another one tomorrow. We're going to play Matt's here in a few minutes, okay?
Again, with a beep in it.
Yeah.
Right, with a beep.
Yeah.